Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And today with me in studio, I have a couple young gentlemen, Travin Hahn and Nicholas Wettig. And they are both officers in the local Jersey County FFA and very active. Welcome, fellas.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's up? Hello out there. You guys have been in the FFA and the 4-H and everything. How long? When did you get started in this, Travin?
I got started in FFA in the sixth grade. I mainly started because I just got dragged along by my sister, and then I really took more of a participation. I went ahead and I wanted to actually really do it after seeing how far my sister went.
But your sister said you got to go with me?
Yeah.
How come? You had to keep an eye on her or something? Your dad, mom and dad send you?
Yeah, mom and dad didn't let me stay at home alone.
I see. That was it. No staying home alone. How about you, Nicholas?
I also joined in sixth grade, and just because my father was in it and I saw it and was like, oh, hey, that's cool. I went to go try it. And then I went to my first meeting and just it kind of caught on. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to try this.
You know, and the thing about it is you're both in FFA, but you don't live on farms, right?
No.
You live in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But FFA is about future farmers of America. Right? Isn't that what it means?
FFA used to stand for that, but since we recently we have incorporated more than just farming, we changed the name to where it doesn't really stand for anything now. And FFA can be from folks who live in Chicago to people who
live in... They have FFA in Chicago?
Yes, they do.
Yep. I'll be darned. Yeah. Okay.
And then people who live in Hawaii all the way down to the Virgin Islands.
All right. So you went because you had to, right? But then once you got into it, you kind of liked it. And, tell me a little bit about FFA at Jerseyville High School. Who's your teachers?
So our main teacher is Miss Nichols, who is our FFA advisor and an ag teacher. And then our second one, he kind of helps out sometimes. It's Mr. Getten. He used to be the FFA advisor.
Jeff Getten?
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Jeff Getten. And he got retired before I joined, but he still comes around. He helps. He comes to the meetings. He actually coaches our FFA forestry team. And with him, we have been pretty good. We've won for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a forestry team? What's that about?
So forestry is one of our CDEs, which CDE stands for Career Development Event. Forestry is a big career. You know, we learn about timber cruising, land description, tools, 2ID, trees, and tree ID, and pretty much just the way of a forest.
Yeah, and there's a lot to know about trees, for sure.
Yep.
I know that. How about you, Nicholas? What did you get intrigued on at FFA?
The first contest I attended was the dairy foods contest, where you go and you identify different types of cheeses. You learn about what is real dairy and what's artificial dairy and how
they
tell
the
difference.
Did they let you taste them too?
You get to eat it. That's the whole reason I went, as I heard.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
I heard get to go and eat a bunch of cheese, and I was like, I want to try that. I went. The only part I do not like is I do not like having to judge milk defects, and every year I tell myself I'm not doing it again because of the milk, but I still show up and do it.
Judge milk what?
Defects. You have to taste it and be able to identify if it's like spoiled or if the cow had eaten something that causes the milk to not be good anymore.
Yeah, I bet it's hard recruiting people for that, isn't it? But you step up, you know, and you do it. Yeah, my hat's off to you on that, for sure. In fact, I got some milk in the back room we were wondering about. Could you take a big swig of it and let us know?
Travin can do that for you.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Forestry. And then also, I guess, FFA, there's a lot of different careers
that go that can help as far as FFA goes. Mm-hmm. Like, give me some of them.
So we actually have a lot of careers that you can get just from being an FFA, and you can learn about. Like I've mentioned, we have forestry, we have veterinarian and vet science. We have.
Do you go over that in school?
We actually have a class for vet science. I don't know. There is a forestry class. It's called woods. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a construction class where you still work with wood and you learn about trees and hardwood, softwood.
Are you guys, are both you interested in animals? You know, like in livestock?
Yeah. I want to be a small and large animal veterinarian.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Great. How about you, Nicholas?
I grew up in Wisconsin, so I was around a bunch of
dairy. Grow up in Wisconsin? You're not that grown up yet, you know, are you?
The first nine years of my life, I lived in Wisconsin. So I was around a lot of dairy farms, and my uncle owned one, and my dad always liked to.
So back when you were a kid, did you milk cows?
I helped as much as a little 7-year-old could help.
So you have an interest in dairy?
Yes.
Yes, and you like cheese?
Yeah.
But you don't really care for sour milk, but you will drink it if you have to. Okay. So you're interested in the dairy part. Any other parts FFA that you're interested in?
The most interesting thing to me is actually forestry, just because I get to go out in the forest or like the state park and we get to just identify what type of tree it is. And also we timber cruise, where we go out and we measure
timber cruise.
We measure how tall and how big around the tree is to be able to know how much it is worth, where you can then go tell whoever owns that land you have this much worth of trees.
Okay, I got a question for you, seeing that you're into that, right? So if you have, is it by the diameter?
It's by board feet, which is you put the diameter in the height into a table.
Okay, so you have a formula for that. That's what you're figuring board feet
out. Yes.
Okay. What's a typical tree as far as harvest time? What's the diameter of the tree should be?
You mainly just want it to be tall and straight. Most of them that we measure are like in the 10 to 30 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about trees from town? Are people interested in those at all? A tree that grows up in town?
There's some pretty good ones I've seen in town. One we measured at one of the parks in town for practice was 30 inches in diameter and 3 saw logs tall, which would be 48 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which would be about what?
$3,000 is what we
$3,000 just worth. From one tree.
$3,000 for one tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, is that, so you buy it, they would give you $3,000 and they'd cut it and take it from there, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay. Good to know, especially, you know, if you have some nice trees on your property, but maybe you need to move them, you know, maybe they're kind of in the way. You know, maybe you're worried they're going to fall on your house. So, you know, you guys would know where to go to. You could come by and give somebody an estimate on what that tree would be worth. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most likely. Yeah. That's one of the benefits of doing that contest and being an FFA.
Yeah. Okay. I see they have FFA. Another thing of FFA is mechanical work.
Yeah. So we have a mechanics / engineering day wherever we just go for about 2 days. This year it's in Bloomington, and we go up there and we get to just basically learn about how equipment works, how tractors run. One time there was a actual tractor engine being rebuilt there. They did a whole like rebuilding class where they just took it apart one day and they just showed them how to put it all together. And you just go there and you learn all about ag mechanics and ag engineering, and it's really fun.
You know, all these things that, I mean, we got a long list here of things that's involved in FFA. if you're involved in FAFA, you probably don't have time to play any sports. True or false?
So I actually played sports, and I still do play sports throughout FFA. I have played baseball through it, wrestling, tennis.
Okay, so you find time for all that, huh?
Yeah, FFA is really doesn't take up any time. You can actually pick and choose what events you want to do, what contests you want to go to. Say you don't want to go taste spoiled milk. You don't have to. Yeah. You get a choice on what you want to go to.
Did you hear that, Nicholas? You don't have to. You don't have to go.
I know, but I sign up every year.
Let's see. Ag sales. Ag sales. So what would involve ag sales?
Ag sales is last year we went to districts, I believe it was. They made it to, you go, you every year National FFA picks a certain company that sponsors them, and then they pick a few products, and that is the products for that year. Then you, it's a four-person team. You learn what all the products are well enough to be able to know the benefits and what it's best for each different product. Then you go in, you have a group meeting where you discuss how do you want to sell this product. Then once you do that, you go on an individual sales call where you go in with a mock customer and try and sell them the product.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Trevin Hahn and Nicholas Wettig with me. They're officers at the FFA here at Jersey Community High School, going over a lot of great things go on with FFA. And then public speaking is a part of FFA, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys, is there just a certain class every year?
There's three different sections you can participate in. Freshmen can participate in Creed, which I have competed in. You learn the FFA Creed, you memorize it, and then you go and present it in front of a group of people. Then there's also Extemporaneous, where you draw a topic and you have, I believe it's a half an hour to learn as much as you can. And then you just go in and talk about that.
Yeah, you ever did that one?
I have not yet. Then you also have prepared, where you prepare a speech and have to memorize it.
Uh-huh. You did that?
I started to prepare one last year, but then switched to Creed because no other freshmen were signed up.
I see. How about you, Trevin? Have you participated in the speaking?
I have not participated in public speaking, but I do plan on doing the unprepared one, where you prepare one in 30 minutes and while you're there, and then you go present it.
Yes. And then you also learn about how to conduct a meeting.
Yeah.
And have you learned that yet? Have you
learned it? Yes.
I have also.
Okay, well, tell us about that, Trevin.
So, conduct of meetings, you get to learn how to basically conduct a meeting and how a meeting should flow, how to bring up topics and discuss about those topics in a formal manner.
Real quick, just tell me the ABCs in conducting a meeting. What do you think?
Just pretty much.
If you're conducting a meeting.
It's based on Robert's Rules of Order.
It's about just order and who has the floor at the time, topics, and discussing those topics and making sure that those topics are taken care of and thoroughly discussed, and you have a plan at the end of the meeting, or a well set plan at the end of the meeting.
Yeah. Have an order is the big thing, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah. And everybody has the floor when it's their turn to have a floor. Mm-hmm. They can't just run with the floor.
No.
Right. Yeah. And now, are you guys, I know they have something with horses and a lot. Are you guys involved in horses at all? You are?
Yes.
Well, how are you involved in horses?
I take care of horses out on farms.
You do?
Whenever I go out to help at family friends' farms, or I go up north to my uncle's farm, and we go ahead and we take care of the horses. I have rode before, but I haven't been able to get on one recently because I ended up going to get surgery on my knee, and you can't do any
Right.
Can't physical activities that. And can't do much of anything with that.
What do you like about horses? I loved horses my whole life. I don't have any now, but I used to have some.
People really think that they're scary, but they're just big, calm giants. I mean, mm-hmm. most of the time a horse is going to be very calm with you if you're very calm with it. And they love just to be around people, and they love to be like pet. Most of them do like to be pet, actually. Mm-hmm. I give them back scratches sometimes. But yeah, they also really like to run too. If a horse runs, it's a great horse. You'll have the horse forever.
Yeah.
To the day it dies.
Are you involved in horses at all, Nicholas? You like horses?
Right now, we're actually preparing this week. We've been preparing for our horse judging CD, where we go out and we place different classes of horse in order from which one we think is the best to the worst, and we'll be competing in that next Wednesday.
Ah, I see. And then you have conventions. You have like state conventions. I mean, there's a lot of activities. You got state conventions, you got national. Have you guys been to a national convention before?
I have.
I have not.
Okay, tell us about the national convention.
National convention is actually, I think, one of the biggest conventions held in the United States involving a student-led activity.
Yeah?
Where
do they have it at?
They have jobs, colleges.
No. I mean, where? Where are they?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The same place?
It's all at the same place. It's held at the National FFA Center in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I see, yeah.
And each year they have about a week and a half of just events, meetings, and a bunch of, there's actually a lot of games there to do with agriculture. Like, I never welded before, but then I went there and they had a welding contest.
And you won.
No, I did not win. I cannot weld to save me. But there's a lot of opportunities. I actually met one of the colleges that I've been wanting to go to there.
Yeah.
Illinois, U of I and Iowa State University. I want to go to either one of those and practice veterinary science. So there's a lot of opportunities with that convention. Just in general.
Yeah. Now, is it hard to get into vet school? That's what I heard. It's hard because there's not that many vet schools.
No. Vet school is pretty challenging to get into, but some colleges also just have a veterinary program. That way you don't have to go to an actual certified veterinary school, and you can save some of your money. Like the University of Illinois, mm-hmm. they have a veterinary wing, just a whole entire section of the college just dedicated to veterinary activities and veterinary schools. And it's big, but it's also very Notre Dame, where, you know, you're not overwhelmed with a huge vet school and you're still going to a state college, but you're also learning about veterinary practice and veterinary science.
Okay. And like you said, you wanted to go into livestock or take care of larger animals.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Like horses or mm-hmm. cows or whatever. And you mentioned at the convention that you met a guy by the name of Dale Brigsby.
Dale Brigsby.
Yeah. Tell me about Dale.
He's funny. He's a pretty famous bull rider, and I got one of the best opportunities to go ahead, meet him. I shook hands with him, wore his hat. He has a huge hat.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes all the way up to here.
Yeah.
And it was a very fun experience. He jokes around a lot.
Was he kind of a smaller guy?
He is very, I stood next to him. I'm not tall myself, but he's not any taller than me.
Yeah.
But he's... He's funny.
Did it kind of make you, inspire you a little bit? You want to go into bull riding?
I would love to go into bull riding, but I'm just never really want to get stepped on by a bull or an animal because I've seen that happen.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff, that bull riding. how about you, Nicholas? You ever think about bull riding?
No, but also I've never been to national convention to meet Dale.
did you go to the state convention?
I was at the state convention last year.
Well, you haven't been anywhere. Gosh, dang it.
Was at it.
Oh, you are? Trevin's got to let him go with you next time.
He's coming. I am. He's coming this year.
Oh, okay.
I was a part of the state FFA band this past year where we play mainly pep music between sessions and at the beginning of the convention.
I see. Okay, fellas, we're getting close to running out of time. All right. I want you to both to give your pitch to people listening out there why they might influence their young children to go into FFA, or if there's a young child listening, why they should go into FFA. All right. Nicholas, you're up first. Give me the pitch.
You should join FFA because it's the largest student-run organization in the U.S. And also, you get a cool jacket. And some of these people I have met, I would never have met or even known existed. Or I've really just met a lot of people, made friends that I would never have.
Yeah, people are pretty accepting in FFA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. How about you, Trevin? Give me your pitch.
So FFA really is just for everybody. I mean, like Nick said, I have met people from Alaska all the way to the Virgin Islands and from Maine to Hawaii, and that all came through FFA. And we're all there for one end goal, and that's to just practice agriculture and learn about agriculture and try to keep agriculture running and keep it moving on and let people know that this is a big thing of life. FFA really does help with, you know, opening your eyes to how much there really is out there for, you know, what you want to do in job careers and ag careers.
Hey, I got to ask you this. Does it cost to join FFA? I mean, is there an expense with it, like dues or anything?
There's one due that you have to pay once a year, and it's $20, and it's just so you can get a T-shirt.
Oh, right.
But other than that.
Yeah, no extra expenses. Yeah, and just show up.
And you can always work it out with our ag teacher, too, if you can't have the money or anything like that, or you need some help or financial aid. You know, there's always opportunities for that, too.
How about the people, your peer group in FFA? What kind of guys and gals are they?
I'd like to say that they're all really upspoken people. We all have the same ideas. We all love to practice agriculture, and we all love to be there and work as a team to win and to compete against other schools and other teams.
All right. Nicholas, anything to add to that?
There's nothing I can think of, Chad.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Travin Hahn, Nicholas Wedding, the officers at the local FFA here at Jerseyville, thanks so much for coming. What are you, officers? What are you?
I'm the junior chair. I take care of our middle school members.
Okay. How about you, Nicholas?
I'm the treasurer. I'm in charge of managing our chapter's funds.
I see. Well, thanks so much, both of you, for coming in. It's been very educational for me, and I hope for the listeners as well. So you guys have a great day. I guess it's time to get back to school. So we'll see you later.